Boy, ain't no better life, ain't no better condition to be in.
Right.
Just got a little simple thought. I don't know how long it'll take. The Gospel of John, first chapter. The Bible tells us, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Amen. Said, even those that believed upon his name. And it said, and were born. Said, not of blood. Said, not of the will of flesh, not of the will of man, but of God. That's, I believe that's verse 12 and 13. And I was reading this just a while back, and I just got to thinking, there's a lot there in them two verses. Really is. And I do want to say I'm thankful that because of Jesus Christ, I can stand here and testify tonight that I've been born again.
Amen.
God done that for me.
Yes.
Amen. Nobody else done that for me. I received him, and he gave me the power
yes.
to become a son of God. I like that. That word power. There's a lot of different opinions on that, and I ain't going to get into all that because I'm not here to debate. But I really believe, I've seen some of the definition on that Greek, if you look at that word power was translated. And really what it means is the authority or the ability. Now, I know some people says, of course Strong says it, gives you the right or the privilege. And really, I think that goes against Bible doctrine. That's just my opinion. I mean, you have the right to do something, but not have the ability. But I'm glad that he gave me the power. The new birth is all of God. It's all of God. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful, Brother Robert, I've been touched by the regenerating power of God. I mean, God changed me. God made me a new creature in Christ.
Amen.
He did that. I didn't do that. As we know there in that next verse, it said, of those who were born, the first thing it says, not of blood. Well, that's not talking about the blood of Christ. That's talking about your natural bloodline, family line. Brother Robert, being born into the black word family didn't get me no closer to eternal life. Didn't do a thing for me. Never would, never could make me a child of God. Never could. It don't make no difference what your family line is. Mom and daddy and grandma and grandpa and all of them in your family could have the testimony of being some of the most righteous, most faithful Christians we've ever known. That wouldn't get you in just because you're born in that family. Nicodemus over in John 3, in the eyes of man, pretty good fella. Pharisee, one of the great teachers of the land of Israel, knew the Old Testament. I believe he loved God. Best what he knew from the Old Testament teaching. Jesus told him, he said, but you're going to have to be born again. He said, must be born again. Amen. All his education. All his rabbi education and all that, his position, his reputation before the people of Israel, all of that would never get him a home in heaven.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus told him, you must be born again.
Yes.
Amen. You must be. It's not of blood. Amen. It's not the will of the flesh. I could not, Brother Aaron, save myself. I could not. And I'm going to say this. And, of course, I don't believe you would genuinely and fervently desire to be saved unless God was already working in your heart. Let me say that. But I'm just saying in the flesh of my own energy and strength, I could have wanted something of whatever I might have thought salvation was with all my heart. But if God would have never showed up and dealt with me, that wouldn't have got me in. My desires, my efforts, any good works I'd have done, any efforts I'd have made to not do things that was wrong, none of it would have been good enough. I could not merit my own salvation. Amen. Scripture tells us it's not of blood, it's not of the will of the flesh. It says not of the will of man. The preacher couldn't get me in. I appreciate the fact that when I met him, God used him. He used the man of God to get the gospel to me. And I wound up here. And I continue to hear the gospel. And I appreciate the prayers of God's people back in them days that prayed and asked God to save me. And thank God he did. Amen. But I'm going to tell you what, though. It was God that got me in. Amen. God used all the rest of that. But that by itself would have never got me in. Hearing the gospel don't save you in and of itself. There are multitudes over the time of church history that's heard the gospel and died lost and went to hell. Just simply hearing the gospel does not guarantee you eternal life. You must hear the gospel and receive Him. You must hear the gospel and be born again under the power and the workings of the Holy Ghost. That's just a part of it. That is what God uses. But that in and of itself will never get you in. That's exactly right. Amen. No man can save you. There's a man sitting on a big high seat over in Rome tonight. And he tells everybody, if you just pray to Mary and bow to him and all this other bunch of stuff and jump through three hoops and pay your taxes or whatever else, that he can get you in. That man can't get you in. Amen. That's right. We got a lot of false preachers in this country. Say, just come forward and take my hand, say what I say, and I'll proclaim you born again. Don't work that way. Amen. That ain't what gets you in. It's not by man. Amen. No man, even a good man. Amen. Brother Hyde had no power to save me. None. I have no power to preach before people or to testify and save them. Amen. Amen. I can only be obedient to the call of God to give them the gospel. Amen. And tell them that God came to die that sinners might be saved.
Amen.
But it'll take God dealing with their heart and working in them through the new birth for them to ever have eternal life. Amen. It's not of blood. It's not of the will of the flesh. It's not of man, but of God.
Yes.
Boy, I'm thankful I know that tonight. If it's up to me, Brother Aaron, I'd mess it up.
Amen.
I'd mess it up. I wouldn't even get past the first minute. Ain't no way. I've messed up, Brother Shank, since I've been saved. We all have.
Yes.
Didn't want to. Wish it hadn't. Wish it could be perfect. Not there yet. Will be one day. But there's times I've sinned. I'm glad for the grace of God. I can't lose it. But I'd have lost it a million times over if it was possible. I'm glad it's in the hand of God. Amen. I'm glad that my salvation rests in Christ. I'm in God's hand. Amen. And nobody can pluck me out. Amen. No man can take from me what God gave me. Amen. That's right. Now, I don't have no intention of doing it, but I could fall tonight and commit some sin that every one of us in here, including me, would probably say, that's just terrible. How did he manage to do that? How in the world could a saved man do that? And I'd be ashamed. And I'd be in trouble with God. I'd fall under the chastening hand of God for doing it. But I could not lose my salvation. Why? It don't rest in me.
Amen.
It rests in God.
Yes.
Amen. Says as many as received him.
Yes,
to them gave he power.
Yes,
by the authority of God Almighty. And by the power, amen, that life-changing power,
yes,
that power that puts a new nature in us,
yes,
and literally changes us. I tell people this all the time. When a man or a woman gets born again, they literally become a completely different human being from what they were born in the flesh into this world. You say that's a strong statement. I believe it's right, and I believe Scripture backs it up. You literally become a new creature. You still got the same name. You still got the same body, the flesh. You still got a lot of the same personality traits. But in here, the real you is brand new. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for that power. Amen. Brother Hyde, I see that power as it was working on Calvary. Amen. When the Son of God was hanging there, taking what I deserved, dying for me, shedding that blood that washed my sin away. That's great power that I could not produce. Brother Shank, my blood wouldn't wash away nothing. All it'd do is stain something, make a mess. Amen. You ever thought about that? Oh, but the pure, holy blood of God running through the veins of the Son of God washed my sin away. Thank God. Oh, I'm glad for that. I'm glad God loves me that much. Every day I have to bow my head and I have to say, and I gladly say, Lord, I thank you. Because every day, all day long, you constantly and continually do for me what I cannot do for myself. You say you have that many wonderful blessings all day long some days, but you know what? I have one great blessing all day long. He's keeping me. Amen. I can't keep myself. He's doing it every second of every day. I'm in His hand, Brother Aaron. He's keeping me. Amen. I might fall away in the sense of getting in false doctrine. I might fall away in the sense of falling temporarily in sin. But I cannot fall away from salvation.
Right.
Amen. Why? Because the power of God Almighty rests on me. Amen. It flows through me. It is literally, I believe, part of who I am. Amen. Me and the Lord Jesus Christ were united at that moment for all eternity. Amen. He's a part of me and I'm a part of Him. Scripture says that we're in Him. Amen. Thank God for that. I mean, I am literally a part of Him. Amen. And because of that, the Bible tells us we have so many blessings. We're joint heirs with Him in eternity. Amen. We're going to have the best God has to offer. Why? Because we're united with His dear Son. Amen. What love. What love. And God did that for me. I can't boast in nothing I've done. I can't even say anything I've ever done, even contributed, even a smidgen to my salvation, because it didn't. It didn't. It's all of God. And, hey, that don't bother me. I know that bothers some people in this day and time. That bothers them. And I don't know why. I'd be speculating. Maybe it's pride. Maybe they just feel like they want to feel like they've done something. I don't know. But I'm going to tell you what I know. It's all of Him, Sister Camille. It's all Him. If God Almighty would have not looked down on me in mercy, if He would not come to me one day, if He would not have quickened me and opened my blinded eyes to my condition and changed me and made me a new creature in Christ, I'd still be lost and would surely perish. I thank God for what He's done for me, because I couldn't do that. And I'll be honest with you, before we touched me, Brother Justin, I didn't want to. I say that, not I don't boast in that. I say that in shame now, but I have to be honest and tell the truth. There were a lot of things that I was in sin, and I liked it. I'm just going to be honest with you. I liked it. I had no intention of giving up some of those sins. I enjoyed them in the flesh. I was a wicked man. I was corrupt. Amen. That's what it was. I sinned because I was a sinner. That's what I was. Amen? And I had no desire for that to change. I wanted my way. I wanted everything to go my way. I wanted to have what I wanted to have. I didn't want to have no troubles and no drama and none of the rest of it. I just wanted everything to go smooth, me have my way. And, you know, I never gave a thought to what God wanted. That's what sinners do. Boy, thank God the power of God showed up one day and changed everything concerning me forever. Forever. Because of the power. He gave me the power. And boy, I'm thankful. I'm glad of it. I like it. Best gift I ever got. Nothing will ever compare to it. And boy, I thank God for that. I love that scripture. That's some of my favorite scripture in the Bible. It's in 1 chapter of John. It speaks so much. It starts off telling us of the majesty and the fact that He's God. He's the Word. I mean, it just everything. It starts off describing Him to us. And then it goes on, of course, and tells about John the Baptist who came to tell us of Him. I mean, John wasn't the light, but He told us of the light. Amen. There was a time I heard the gospel being preached, and God took that and showed me the light. Opened my eyes. Amen. Got me out of darkness. Amen. I couldn't see it. Couldn't understand it. Didn't want it, Brother Robert, till the power showed up. And when the power showed up, changed me. And I thank God for that. I'm glad I know that I can rest in Him who does not fail, cannot fail. Justin, He ain't going to lose me. I'm in His hand. And He'll never fail. The devil cannot ascend to heaven and stand before the throne and take God off of it and destroy what I have. Can't happen. Can't happen. God's already promised my heart I'm going to be with Him forever, Brother Hyatt, and He cannot lie. Cannot lie. Thank God for Him. Amen. I'm thankful for Him. Because everything I have is in Him. Through Him, by Him. I thank God for that. Amen, Brother Hyde, I'm done.
Amen. That's good, brother. Thank God for it. I like that verse.